The Business Hour on OFM.
Good evening and welcome back to The Business Hour on OFM, the sound of your life. I'm your host, Olebogeng Motse. In November 2020, the Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein overturned the rule that companies engaging in business with state-owned entities needed to be 51% black-owned. The Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni, who was the respondent in the matter, has been given a year to make the necessary amendments to procurement regulations. To discuss this further, we are sitting down with attorney and founder of the Legal Affair, Nonhlanhla Mtshali. Good evening, Nonhlanhla. What informed the Supreme Court of Appeal's decision?
So the Supreme Court last year changed the legal position regarding BEE and specifically doing business with state-owned entities. Previously, the position was that one of the procurement requirements in order for someone to tender was that they had to have a 51% ownership in compliance with BEE legislation. And now that's not the position. So this prerequisite that an entity must be 51% black-owned or BEE compliant for it to do business with any SOE is no longer the case. It's quite an interesting decision from the Supreme Court, for one. Specifically, one of the things the Supreme Court highlighted was that there isn't, in the court's view, of course, not fine, there isn't necessarily a need for one in order to do business with the state to be 51% BEE owned. It does, of course, exclude some entities because they're quite a large fractional portion of entities in South Africa that aren't 51% BEE owned. As to whether or not it's really a good decision, I don't necessarily think it's the best of decisions we've received from the Supreme Court, specifically because when you look at one of the intentions or goals or aims that the BEE Act aims to do is to empower groups that are regarded as previously disadvantaged groups. So inevitably, the introduction of BEE will naturally lead to benefits for some racial groups and benefits for other racial groups. So realistically speaking, if we look at the history of South Africa, BEE had been put in place to kind of, or to some extent, remedy, you know, our prejudicial past. So if we are doing away with some of these regulations, it may, to some extent, you know, miss some of the beneficiaries that were intended for BEE.
Can the judgment be appealed at the apex court, being the constitutional court?
It is possible that it could be taken to the constitutional court. Like I indicated, this is a decision from November 2020. So it is very plausible that the Minister of Finance actually could take this decision to the constitutional court. Alternatively, the minister could actually comply with the court. So one of the outcomes of the decision from the Supreme Court is that the Minister of Finance is given a 12-month period to remedy the situation, to ensure that the procurement policy, when it comes to tender, no longer makes it a requirement that an entity must be 51% black-owned.
Nonhlanhla, if you could provide some background on the legal arguments that were made in that case.
Good question. For one, the Minister of Finance's power to put out a regulation that says that the entity must be 51% black-owned. So to put some context to it, when you tender with the state, for instance, you tender with a state-owned entity, there are a number of procurement measures that are put in place. And if your entity doesn't meet those guidelines from the tender, it would mean that you are eliminated from the get-go. So if I would want, or I own a company that's not 51% black-owned, it would mean that that's an automatic disqualification. I wouldn't even move further to the next tender step. So that company questioned the Minister of Finance's authority to put out a regulation in place that deals specifically with that. The regulation being that when dealing with a state-owned entity, you must be 51% black-owned.
Moving forward, what does this mean for the policy?
The plus side, if I could put it like that, is that it's not to say the entire BEE Act is done away with. I mean, historically, we know that BEE is there to try and empower groups that were regarded as previously disadvantaged groups. However, for one, it's going to open the markets for entities or companies that aren't 51% owned. So it would mean that if you're a company and you are tendering or you wanted to tender with the state and you weren't provided the opportunity to tender, now you do have that opportunity, which inevitably will mean that when a tender does go out, the pool is much bigger. So you would find that entities that are bigger may have a greater advantage compared to entities that are smaller. So, I mean, when you look at the picture holistically, there are some those who would win, and I put that in inverted commas, and also those who would lose in inverted commas, because it may favor some entities over the others. And, you know, when we look at SMMEs and the role SMMEs play, they may have been at a greater advantage with the previous position, rather being that an entity must be 51% black owned. Now they may not necessarily be at an advantage.
In closing, do you foresee that even though this is happening at an SOE level, that we might see it at provincial departments, at even national departments moving forward?
Look, it's certainly plausible. It has opened, the Supreme Court has opened the floodgates, so to speak, for other, you know, other tender requirements to be put under the spotlight and also to be challenged in a relevant court. So it's definitely something that is plausible. One could not shy away from that, because the Supreme Court, by giving this decision, has set precedent already. So for SOE, we know that the legal position has changed. It may well be easier for provisions to change some legislation when it comes to, you know, departments, like you said. Third, I mean, I wouldn't dismiss the idea that it's possible that it could roll over to, for instance, a government department other than state-owned entities. And it's something that really, when you look at BEE and you look at the history of South Africa, when one would want to do away with a concept like BEE, then the next question is what really is the government doing to try and empower, you know, previously disadvantaged groups or marginalized groups, in fact, because there's a big role that BEE played. And when it comes to that, the role of BEE is important specifically because of the history of South Africa. So if you were to look at other countries, BEE may not be something that's that significant, because historically, those countries may not necessarily have, you know, groups that were previously disadvantaged. But it plays a very crucial role in South Africa for big corporates and for SMMEs. So it is quite interesting. It's something that we could, of course, watch to see. But at this point, we don't know. We'll have to wait for somebody to challenge, you know, the various provisions of legislation in court.
That was my conversation with attorney Nonhlanhla Mjali regarding the SCA's November 2020 decision overturning the BEE requirement for companies doing business with state-owned entities. Nonhlanhla highlighted that this decision opens the door to a greater pool of tender bidders. On the other end, it's important for us to be cognizant that the policy was introduced for a specific reason. If you missed that conversation, you can find it on the business blog on ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour on OFM.